Shalom Uvracha, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, continue with Tehillim Life Lessons, Shir number 49, Part 3 of Mizmor Chav Dalid. Yisa Baracha Me'isa Hashem. I'd like to focus this Shir on Pasuk Hey of Kapitul Chav Dalid, Chapter 24. Yisa Baracha Me'isa Hashem. A person will receive a Baracha from Hashem. Who is this person who will receive a Baracha Me'isa Hashem? So we explain the Pasuk Dalid. There's a person who is nekicha payim uvar levov. Is a person who is clean from any theft. Asher lo nosu lashov nafshi lo nishba lemirma. He didn't make any shua shov, any swearing in vain. He didn't deal with trickery mirma with anyone. He's a person who will be yisa baruch meisa Hashem. He will receive bracha from Hashem. Which bracha are we talking about? What bracha is he going to receive from Hashem? Now, of course, you could say all brachas, which is true. Yisa bracha meis Hashem. You'll get brachas from Hashem. Utstokim lekei Yishoy. The Shevet Nisrael focuses specifically on what type of bracha we're discussing here. But before that, another question. The question is, why didn't David HaMelech say Yisa birchas Hashem? What's meis Hashem? What's the message David HaMelech is telling us? And yes, we have to understand, what is this word, ace, may ace Hashem? Just say, Yisa Berchas Hashem. A person will receive the bracha of Hashem. What's may ace Hashem? So in order to understand this, there are a few Gemaras I'd like to share with you. The Gemara in Ksubis, Daf Kufir Aleph, and Beis, the first wide line, tells us that a person who learns Torah will come back alive by Tchias HaMeisim. The dew of the Torah, Tal Torah Michayehu. But a person who does not learn Torah, he doesn't have this dew of Torah, the Tal is dew. He doesn't have this dew of Torah. Gemara over there connects the Torah to Tal, to dew. So a person who doesn't learn Torah doesn't have this chus of the Torah to mechaye to bring him back to life. Which is a very scary thought. A person who doesn't learn Torah, he won't have Tchias HaMeisim. But Rabbi Lozin, the Gemara over there, says, I have an Eitzah. And he darshins out from the Psukim, and he says as follows, that a person who is Mahane Tamidei Chachamim, a person who helps Tamidei Chachamim. What does it mean to help Tamidei Chachamim? A person who financially supports them, then enables the Talmud Chacham to learn, and the like, and things like this. This person is responsible for the Talmud Chacham's Torah. If that's the case, the same way that the Talmud Chacham will have Tchias HaMeisim, so too will this person have Tchias HaMeisim, because he is responsible for the Torah of the Talmud Chacham. This is the Eitzah that is brought down to Gemara in Ksubis, Kuf Yud Alef from a base, that if a person didn't learn Torah, but he supported Torah, he will have a Tchias HaMeisim as well. He will come back to life when it's time for Tchias HaMeisim. Furthermore, the Gemara in Psachim, Chav Bezim at Beis, relates a maisa with a great Tana, Shimon HaAmsuni. Shimon HaAmsuni. Shimon HaAmsuni focused on every single time the Torah said the word S, Ace, Aleph, Sof. Because there's nothing extra in the Torah. And he said, what is the Torah HaKadosh coming to teach us? And he had all these different drushes throughout the Torah. And they are beautiful drashas. Until it came to one pasuk, and he could not figure out what the Aleph Sof, the S, is coming to be marbe, coming to include. And he said, if I can't figure this out, it must be my approach with all of the other drashas of the Aleph Sof, of the Ace, are also incorrect. And he deleted them all. Imagine the scene. Imagine you press Control A for all the drushes, you highlight them all, and you press delete. They're gone. First of all, you see the Midas HaEmes of Shimon HaMsuni, which is not our focus today, but you see the Midas HaEmes. If I can't figure out this other pasuk, so it must be there's some mistake in my approach with everything else as well. Continues the Gemara Anshebo Rabbi Kiva. And this Lamed Dalud, the 34th day of the Omer, right after Lag BaOmer, Rosh Hashanah Yochai is the Talmud of Rabbi Kiva. So we have over here Anshebo Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva comes along, he says, my dear friend, and he presses Control Z. And he brings back all of those drushes. He undoes the delete button. And he says, I have a pshat for you. Because the pasuk that Shimon HaMsuni had difficulty understanding was, Eis Hashem Elokecha Tira. The pasuk says you should fear God. You fear Hashem. What's Eis coming to include? What else could you have fear for besides Hashem? Says Rabbi Kiva, Eis L'rabois tamidei chachamim. You have to have the proper awe of tamidei chachamim. And that's the pshat in the pasuk. Eis is l'rabois tamidei chachamim. And Rabbi Kiva said, all your drushes are emes. Control Z, and he brought them all back. Very nice. How does this tie into over here? Ligmarim sachim. And as Samaches tells us, Asidin Tzadikim Sheyichyu Meisim. The Tzadikim in the future will bring back those who are not alive back to life. Explain the Shevet Mi Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring back the Tamidei Chachamim at the time of Tchias HaMeisim. Hashem will be Mechayim Meisim, the Tamidei Chachamim. Because they learn Torah, so they have the schus of Torah. Says David HaMelech, Yisa bracha mi'eis Hashem. What is this bracha mi'eis Hashem? Eis is l'rabbis tamidei chachamim. That the tamidei chachamim will bring back to life those who supported their Torah. That's the Aleph Sof. Yisa bracha mi'eis from Hashem. The Tamidei Chachamim will bring back to life those who supported them, those who supported the Torah. This is Yisa Brach Meis Hashem. This Brach is Tchias HaMeisim. The Brach Meis Hashem is the Brach of Tchias HaMeisim. Why is a person merit that the Tamidei Chachamim will bring them back to life? Because they gave life to the Talmud Chacham here in this world. Mida kinegan mida. Beautiful pshat from the Sefer Shevet Mi Yisrael. Furthermore, earlier today, I was talking to one of the listeners of the Shiurim out in Denver. And he shared with me a Zayir HaKadosh that brings this Lashon, Asidin Tzadikim Sheyichyu Meisim, the future that Tzadikim will bring the mason back to life. Who are these mason that Tzaddikim will bring back to life? It includes, says the Zohar Kodosh, those that if they did certain averus, that it's said about them that they will not come back to life. For example, it says by people who are malve beribis, chas v'shalom, people lend with interest, a horrific avera, it says they will not come back to life by tchias mason. Explains the Zohar Kodosh that if people are supporting Tamidei Chachamim, they will receive Me'eis Hashem, the Bracha Yisa Bracha, Me'eis Hashem, explains the Zohar Kodesh, even by them, that it says they will not have a Tchias HaMeisim, because they supported Tamidei Chachamim, they will have a Tchias HaMeisim. Or other Averis, that it says by them that they will not come have a Tchias HaMeisim, Yisa Bracha, Me'eis Hashem. This is the Zohar Kodesh. Let's review what we said over here, the main points. We said like this, Yisa Bracha Me'eis Hashem. What does it mean, Me'eis Hashem? We could have said in the Pasuk, Dar Melech could have written, Yisa Birches Hashem. What's Me'eis Hashem? We've explained that when a person learns Torah, he will have Tchias HaMeisim. But if a person doesn't learn Torah, he will not have Tchias HaMeisim. Unless he supports Tamidei Chachamim. He is the source of the Elim and Atayra. He will also have a Tchias HaMesim. And that's the Alus Sof that Rabbi Kiva told us, Eis L'Rabbis Tamidei Chachamim. And that's the Me Eis HaShem. Yisa Baruch Me Eis HaShem. As the Gemara in Psachim told us, the Asidin Tzadikim, Sheyichu Mesim, the Tzadikim, and the Zohar Kodesh says, will bring Mesim back to life. Which Mesim? These are the Mesim that supported the Torah. That's Yisa Baruch Aleph Sof Me Eis HaShem. We should all be Zoyche to be these people who support the Torah and will receive this bracha of Yisa Baruch Me'eis Hashem.